we are very excited about coming further into Saskatchewan and expanding our presence there. Specifically, the new facility that we are going to be building just outside of Saskatoon.
Now, it's going to be along Highway 16, northwest of the city. What more can you tell us about this facility? What is it going to contain? What type of products are going to be offered?
It is going to be one of our, let's say, typical card lock and bulk fuel facilities. What that means is this is going to be a strong card lock offering, so multiple lanes, wide lanes, high-speed pumps, and that's going to be able to provide both clear and dyed diesel, gasoline, as well as our proprietary product, Diesel X Gold. And Diesel X Gold is a different product that really adds a lot of value, a lot of enhanced power and efficiency and effectiveness to those consumers that use diesel in their equipment.
Will this be primarily aimed at agricultural producers, or would residents in the city be able to use this card lock as well?
Anybody can buy from UFA, and any individual can be actually a member of UFA as a cooperative. We are primarily an agricultural-based cooperative, and that is certainly one of our focuses, is to make sure that we are adding value to our agricultural customers. So, you know, that is going to be a primary focus for us, but that doesn't mean that we don't welcome any other type of customer or business or individual.
UFA, that's United Farmers of Alberta. Do you still go by that, or are you just a UFA now?
We are really, from a brand perspective, we are really going forward as just UFA. But our roots are as an Alberta-based cooperative. But, you know, we really feel what we do is of value to the entire Western Canadian agricultural basin. And again, providing that value to operations within Western Canada.
Why moving into Saskatchewan? Why do you think there's opportunities here?
Well, we feel that it is a market that, you know, has a very strong agricultural community. One that we think that our differentiated service and products and offerings can add value to them. And that's what we're about. We're about supporting agricultural communities. We're about trying to add value to all of our customers. And we think that we have a unique position to be able to do that.
You've already made some inroads in Saskatchewan. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah, we've just actually operationalized two new locations, one in Yorkton and one in Weyburn. We have agents in those areas, and those agents are the ones that operate those sites. And these are people who are already ingrained in that community. And that's a big part of what UFA is being involved in the community, being supportive of that community, and really developing those long-lasting, deep relationships with our customers.
Can we expect to see more communities served by UFA in the future here in Saskatchewan?
Absolutely. Our plans aren't done, and we're going to continue to expand.
So there was news earlier this week about a dividend for UFA members, a record amount?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a record cash allocation out to our members. It was $28 million that we've announced that is going back, some of that in shares, but most of it in cash. This is going to be paid on all of our fuel products. So members who purchase any fuel from us will be getting 6 cents per liter on Diesel X Gold, 5 cents on all other diesel products, 1 cent on gasoline. And then there's also a 3% patronage payout to certain select purchases from our farm and ranch stores, which we don't have in Saskatchewan yet.
How many members does UFA have? And do you have a breakdown on how many approximately would be in Saskatchewan?
I don't have that breakdown, but we're probably around 110,000 members.
Okay, and they would be mostly in Alberta at this time?
Yes.
Anything else we should know, Don, about this or what UFA is doing here in Saskatchewan?
Well, I can tell you that we are really excited about expanding our offers further into Saskatchewan and being able to be supportive of those communities. We're a cooperative that's been around for 114 years, and we expect to be around for another 100 years. Saskatchewan is an area that is full of promise, full of growth, And we want to be a part of that and help support that growth within Saskatchewan. So far, we've been really, you know, the welcome that we've received has been great. You know, we are learning to call it a bunny hug rather than a hoodie, but it's been great. We really do appreciate the welcome that we've had, and we look forward to establishing all of those long-term relationships.
And when you think about it, when it comes to rural Alberta and rural Saskatchewan, not a lot of difference between the people.
Absolutely. You know, I will say that rural Western Canada has a lot of similarities, and they're all great people that work really, really hard in their businesses. And that's what we're here to do, is to help those people succeed.